It is coming like a freight train. Just picture this, the Kiama Showground, the wind lightly blowing. You can hear the ocean crashing on the rocks below. And up on that grassy field, there's a stage, there's lights, there's speakers, and you've got the peeps performing their hearts out. The likes of Susie Quattro, the Angels. I mean, it's a long list. Chocolate Starfish, Adam's going to be there.
That's right, Screaming Jets.
Huge!
So many people for the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Yes, indeed.
I have had friends that have gone to this, and they say it's one of the best gigs they've ever been to.
Sunday, March 3, 2019, and we did mention the act, and one of the members of the Angels is John Brewster, one of the originals. How are you going, John?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you? How are you guys?
Mate, we are in the countdown to Christmas, and I would suspect that there will be plenty of Illawarrians, John, that'll be hoping that they get some Red Hot Summer tickets stuffed into their Christmas stockings. What do you want this Christmas?
Well, a little bit of peace and quiet, actually, because we've had a huge year with the Angels. It's been great. We, amongst other things, we played with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra and a 40-piece choir, all dressed in Angels T-shirts, I might say, the choir, that is. And when we did Am I Going to See Your Face Again, guess what the choir did?
What?
They did the chant.
No
oh,
way.
Really?
They did the naughty chant.
They did indeed.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's, so how very unquirish of them.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. Apparently one of the choristers refused to do it, but the rest of them did.
They'd be standing out like a sore thumb, wouldn't they? That one person is like, nah, not playing.
Not playing ball.
Oh, I reckon that's awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
John, do you get disappointed when the crowd, say at Red Hot Summer, don't do the chant?
Or who doesn't?
I get disappointed when
get
people don't
get their name and address. it's a funny thing about that chant, you know, because that was our very first single. It wasn't actually successful. The radio basically ignored it at the time. It's just over the years, it's got huge, and it's got huge really because of the chant. I mean, it's a good song, but it's by no means our biggest song. I mean, Take a Long Line was our...
Yep.
It was our breakthrough single, and, you know, we've got, you know, lots of massive songs like Marseille and After the Rain, Shadow Boxer, all these things. But Face Again, because of the scallywag, I'll say this with great affection, the larrikin Australian, it has become huge.
Do you know when it was actually born, like that little naughty chant? Do you know how it got inserted into the song?
No, but what I want is, I just want a dollar for everyone that's asked me the question, because it's an impossible question to answer. But, I mean, I'm fascinated too, because how the hell that spread around the country like a wildfire, I don't know. There were no mobile phones, there was no internet. It just became one of these things that just spread. I've heard a cruise ship, and that kind of is credible because you've got people from all over
blame
the place.
Blame the sailors.
And, yeah.
Just blame the sailors.
I'd also like a dollar for everyone that claimed that they did it first.
Yes, well, here's the other thing. On the dollar factor, right, imagine if you had the Angel swear jar at every concert you ever did.
Yeah, I'd be very, very rich.
You would be cashed up.
Oh, you'd be living on your own tropical island right now. One final question, of course, that you've got as part of your band lineup now, your son, Sam. Like, he plays bass guitar. What's it like, you two on stage together? Is it like a dream come true
whinging
for you as a dad? Or does he whinge a lot to you?
If I stop and think about it, it is like a dream come true. I mean, Sam's a great bass player. He took over from Chris Bailey when Chris became sick. And, you know, we've got a wonderful lineup in the Angels these days. It's always been wonderful, really.
And you don't cramp his style at all? Because, you know, like, he's living the rock and roll lifestyle. He's like, oh, there's Dad there. I've got to keep myself in check.
Well, Rick and I look after ourselves these days. We...
Oh, God.
Good timing, John.
Gosh, somebody put that joint out.
John Brewster of the Angels, looking forward to seeing you on this all-star bill for Red Hot Summer. Sunday, March 3, Kiama Showground. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you guys, and great to talk to you.